Can you be in legal trouble for sending a text message that distracts a driver right before an accident? A judge in Western Pennsylvania says the answer is yes. WHYY's Bobby Allen tells us what this means.
The issue centers on a wrongful death civil lawsuit out of Lawrence County, where a judge allowed two men to be listed as defendants because they were texting with a woman right before she struck and killed a man on a motorcycle.
If you are sending texts to a person, which in turn is contributing to them being distracted, why shouldn't you be held liable?
That's attorney Doug Alcott. He's also suing the driver, who served time after pleading guilty to involuntary manslaughter. In 2013, a New Jersey appeals court found that if a person knows someone is driving and sends a text to that person, the texter could be held partially responsible if the driver crashes. The Pennsylvania judge cited that Jersey case.
We don't want people running around thinking, oh my gosh, I sent a text and now, you know, somebody's going to sue me for it. The standard is we have to be able to show that he knew or should have known that she was driving and that she would have responded while driving.
Alcott says his case and the Jersey one are the only two instances that courts have addressed the issue of texter liability. Philadelphia personal injury attorney Heidi Villari says it'll be treated on a case-by-case basis until a state appeals court weighs in or until state legislatures pass a new law. But she says the judge's decision to let a texter be sued is important.
The courts are pushing back on the strong-willed texters out there that are refusing to actually follow the law.
Under Pennsylvania law, texting while driving is illegal, but only punishable with a summary offense of $50. State figures show that nearly 15,000 crashes across Pennsylvania involved a distracted driver last year. Those crashes claimed 61 lives. For WHYY News, I'm Bobby Allen.